You are listening to the Dead Air Podcast, hosted by Tim and Nine. Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive.
Come here, bitch! I want to rock your body.
The voice of the people must be heard.
Who cares what you call it?
Freaking go away, you freak.
And welcome to the Dead Air Podcast. I'm Tim.
And I'm Nine, and I decided to let Tim do the intro today.
Yay me, I got to do something.
Don't you feel all pretty and spiffy?
Oh.
Before we get into the usual routine, let me light up the traditional first smoke.
Next job I'll be doing is having the first smoke.
Aw. Anyways, folks, it is April 5th, 2005. And, we actually got... You know, this is the closest we've gotten to a news story in a while today.
Yeah, so, well, apparently the Catholic Church needs priests.
We've known this for, like, the last decade now. And, I'm sorry.
People joining the seminary has dropped 26%.
Now, let's put it this way. Being a priest doesn't have all that too great of, you know, bonus and perks. First off, okay, we were talking about this before the podcast. They should be allowed to get married.
I think so, too. You know, the whole thing with priests not being able to get married was based on one doctrine written by one guy. These aren't like preachings from Jesus. This shit isn't in the Bible.
Yeah, see, this is where the whole, you know, power and authority thing sort of clouds people's minds. First off, Jesus never said that he didn't want his servants, you know, the evangelists or the people that preach the gospel, not to marry. You know, didn't he encourage, like, love between a man and a woman?
He did, and actually he didn't really discourage sex either. That was also a doctrine written by one of the Catholic Church people.
Okay.
Actually, in the early 1300s, I believe, the Catholic Church actually promoted prostitution.
See, this is my thing with prostitution, okay? I think, first off, it's not going anywhere.
It's the oldest fucking profession, man.
It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It will not go away, so bitching about it sure as fuck is just a waste of time.
Well, it should be regulated.
Exactly. So, prostitution has its uses. I think if a guy really wants to get laid, you know, maybe those psychotic guys out there ain't gonna rape a woman, they'll just go over to the neighborhood whorehouse.
No, exactly. And if you ever watch any of these, like, HBO specials with the whores, they always tell these wacky stories about guys coming up to them and asking them to do weird shit.
I want you to shove that lamp over there up my ass. No, don't worry if it'll fit or not. It'll fit. I've had lots of practice on my own.
No, but back to the Catholic Church. Yeah, so they're saying, oh, the next pope is going to have many, many decisions, like, will women become priests, be able to become priests, which I really don't have a problem with, personally. I don't care.
Yeah, see, we were talking about, if you haven't noticed, we talk about this before the show. We were talking how they say that it's traditional that men be priests and all that, you know, it's in the Bible. No, it's not.
Well,
think about the times back then, okay? Women did not have the rights that they did today. They were considered second-class citizens back then.
Well, their excuse is because all of Jesus' disciples were men, that all priests should be men.
My ass.
Is there something wrong with that? They can just assume what Jesus meant, right?
Yeah. Then, okay, first off, the Bible or any religious text is always open to interpretation. But don't fucking make up a guy's mind when he's been dead for 2,000 years. He never said women should not be priests. Never once, okay? In fact, you know, he was a ladies' man back then.
In fact,
then.
If you can find a part in the Bible that says that and send it to us,
We'll send you a t-shirt. Once we get them made.
Yeah, once we get them made, we'll send you a t-shirt.
How many t-shirts do we owe people now? A lot?
No, two.
Oh, okay, two. Good. Yeah,
so the first person that can find that and send us an email, the first email I get will get a t-shirt. But I guarantee you it's not fucking in there.
Thank you, Tim.
Not that I'm religious or anything, but I know.
Yeah. First off, this is a little side thing, okay? You cannot bash a religion unless you've actually studied what it's all about.
Yeah, back in my teenage angst days when I was looking for a religion, I researched pretty much every religion that was out there, and then I realized that they all were just crap.
Anyways, next news story lined up for you. Wow, Tim, this is your show tonight.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah, I know. You know, I don't have the full story on this. I don't know who did it. I don't know where it was because I saw it several months ago, and I actually had a news story planned out before this, but then someone was watching American Idol, and it totally messed me up, and I forgot.
Damn that, Jerry.
Yeah, I know. But, no. There's a congressman somewhere that wants to make a bill. He's trying to pass a bill where people cannot wear pants low enough to where their underwear is showing. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Like I keep saying, man, all these weird news stories and all these lawmakers trying to pass these stupid laws, to me, it's almost a way to get people off the topic of, like, war or off the topic of anything
major. You have
major.
To understand, Mike is a big conspiracy person. He walked in here with a conspiracy for me earlier.
It makes sense, too. You have to say that.
It could make sense if it wasn't so goddamn far-fetched.
I'm not going to... God damn it. No, I'm going to have to explain what the hell this conspiracy is, aren't I?
You don't necessarily have to. You can leave him hanging until tomorrow.
Oh, hey, yeah, I could do that tomorrow, can't I?
Yeah.
Okay, so, tomorrow will be a special presentation of Nine's conspiracy theories.
And then after that, it's going to be Tim Makes Fun of Mike.
I feel the love in the room. Aw, Tim, let's get a hug here. Oh,
it's so great for an audio show.
I know, man, your shoulders are nice and broad and muscular. Game moment. Your hate mail to deadaircrew@gmail.com. We're going on 8 minutes here, Chief. The next thing... Oh, anyways, we're still talking about this. Since when has it become the business of the government to decide how we wear our clothes?
Well, his whole argument was it's a morality issue. I don't want his underwear... His exact quote was... Underwear is exactly that. Underwear. It's supposed to be under your clothes. Yeah, well, you know. And in the 70s, people wore, what the fuck are those shoes called?
Converse. Chuck Taylors.
No. Platform shoes with live fish in them.
Ah.
That was stupid. So people are going to wear their jeans so their underwear shows. That's stupid, too. Well, unless it's a girl.
If you're a girl, we encourage you to send your pictures to deadaircrew@gmail.com. I was going to say, on a side note, since when has the government cared about what's moral? These are like the people who wrote the book about what's amoral, or immoral, whatever the hell, one of the two.
Well, you know, they supposedly have to hold up some standard of moral value, but they sort of take it a bit too far.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on, Terry Schiavo?
Yeah, that was none of their business. But let's not go into that.
We went into that plenty enough, on and off the air. So, you know what? I think that concludes the show.
Yeah, we have to put up the other show.
What other show? Oh, yeah, on our side. Yeah. Wow. I like how we're talking about things. They have no idea what we're discussing.
Oh, of course not.
Anyways, here's the usual contact us spiel. To reach us by email... Our email address is deadaircrew@gmail.com.
You know, you can send us your news stories and stuff, and we'll talk about them and whatnot.
That's right. So send us your news, your porn, your weird, crazy websites, and we'll be sure to plug them.
Our voicemail number is 12063-FUCKER. That's 12063-328-2537.
Wow, you actually figured out what those numbers were, huh?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you've accomplished something?
Hopefully I got them right, or I'm going to feel like a moron, but I'm pretty sure I did.
And anyways, in case we got it wrong, that's 12063-FUCKER. And our website, of course, is deadaircrew.com.
Yeah, so there.
So check it out if you're bored. We have a picture of one of our crew members' ass up there. So, you know, feel free to look at that.
Oh, we also have a, well, we also have a poll up there, but it doesn't really
pertain to the podcast.
Yeah, but you can vote anyways on whether who's your favorite crew member, which would be between me and Mike, since you don't know anyone else that's on there.
That's right. So, you know what? I think that's it for the podcast today.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So, this is the Dead Air Podcast crew. Wait. I am 9.
And I'm 10.
I always forget that. And this is the Dead Air Podcast crew saying, Fuck you!
Biatch!